Today on World AIDS Day, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao visited an AIDS hospital in Beijing. He pledged to increase funds available for treating people with AIDS and HIV and said children orphaned by AIDS should receive free education. Activists praised the visit today, but many say that well-meaning policies, such as trying to educate China's orphans, are very difficult to implement. Local governments do not always follow central government directives, so NGOs and members of religious communities have emerged to fill the social vacuum. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Henan Province in central China.
It's just before dawn in the provincial town of Shangqiu in China's central Henan Province. The Muslim call to prayer rings out across the deserted courtyard of the city's Dongcheng Mosque. Henan is China's most populous province, with nearly 100 million people, including a sizable community of China's ethnic Hui people, who are Muslims. But this is no ordinary mosque. In a room directly above where the men pray, 16 children between the ages of 8 and 14 are sleeping undisturbed. These are some of China's AIDS orphans, whose parents have died of the disease. They've been offered refuge by the local imam in an extraordinary cooperation that has brought together NGO activists and people from two of China's religious communities, Christian and Muslim. Only when prayers are over, as a crack of daylight starts to light up the mosque's rundown courtyard, does the children's teacher go upstairs to rouse them. She herds them downstairs for a basic breakfast of rice porridge, a fried egg, and some pickled vegetables. The teacher is a shy 22-year-old volunteer called Liang Yanyan. She is a devout Christian who graduated this summer with a degree in international trade and business from one of Beijing's top universities. But instead of joining her classmates in the hunt for a job at a big Western corporation, she's volunteering her time here helping the orphans.
Running this school and helping these children gives me a real satisfaction in my heart, much more than earning even $1 million. Also, I'm a Christian, and the Bible encourages us to do good works like this.
None of the orphans has HIV, but the parents of many of them contracted the disease through a blood-selling scheme organized by local Communist Party officials in the mid-1990s. Conducted on a massive scale in Henan, the peasants earned money selling plasma from their blood, but the collection of the blood was done in a completely unhygienic way, and HIV spread like wildfire through the poor villages of the province. Now, several years on, experts say thousands of people have died of the disease in Henan province alone, leaving hundreds, if not thousands, of orphans. When Liang Yanyan and a friend from Beijing first heard about and then tried to help the orphans, they discovered no schools in the area would let the children attend. Finally, they came across Ma Ahong, the friendly, bearded imam of the Dongcheng Mosque.
The Quran says many times that we Muslims should help orphans. Muhammad himself was an orphan. When we heard that these volunteers needed a place to teach the children, we were happy to offer our mosque. These children are human beings, and we need to be compassionate.
So the Christian activist and the Muslim imam are working together to try to repair a problem caused by the Chinese Communist Party. The volunteers are part of a broader new phenomenon in China, an emerging group of people who want to contribute something to a society that is dismantling its communist past as fast as it can, but that still has not built its future. Beneficiaries in this case are the orphans. In Maoist times, they would have been cared for by the state, but until this school was set up recently, they were falling through the cracks of modern freewheeling Chinese society. 12-year-old Shi Rei Tao lost both of his parents to AIDS. I couldn't believe it, he says, that I could study again. I was forced to give up school last year because my relatives couldn't afford to pay for me. He and his friends even get a chance to study English and leave the visitor in no doubt about what they think of the school. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Henan Province, central China.